I'm Uncle Monster, and you're listening to Nutty Bites.
I'm Uncle Monster, and you're listening to Nutty Bites.
I'm Uncle Monster, and you're listening to Nutty Bites.
Hi, this is the real Uncle Monster, and you're listening to Nutty Bites.
Imposter!
Okay, so it's been another year and another Balticon, and with us we have me, Nuke Chas, Mark the Encaffeinated One Kilfoil, Tech the Clockwork Doctor.
Hello.
And you can hear my post-Balticon voice right now. Any immediate things that we can hear from you two?
Yes.
Thanks. That was that was fulfilling.
Indeed.
Immediate reactions.
Can you be a little more broad?
Immediate reactions now that we're home.
Immediate reactions. It's nice to be off the highway. That's for sure. That drive never gets any shorter. Although it's not too bad. It's nice to have other people to drive with. I'm going to be absorbing things from Balticon for a while. I'm already planning next year and already thinking, well, I'm going to get involved next year more. I didn't quite jump in as like I should have this year. So, shy fail. But by telling other people I'm going to get involved next year, I think it'll hold me to it. So I'm looking forward to that. It's always such an overwhelming experience to go to Balticon just because... It's a tribe moot. It's a gathering of the clan. It's a chance to not only, you know, go to some pretty good panels, and I'm going to do some pretty awesome panels, learn a few new things, but also just sort of catch up and see where people are at. Highlight for me of the whole friggin' con, I got to say 95ers, blown away.
Yeah.
Absolutely blown away, and looking forward to getting a hold of my Japanese import copy, if I can find one.
Absolutely. Tech?
Balticon is podcaster Mardi Gras.
Next year beads.
Next year beads and boobies, although the boobies were there. Yes, not yours.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, yeah.
There was quite a bit of Paul Cooley's boobies. The toga, oi.
Cooley. Anyway, lots of great panels. I'm stuck in Balticon fantasy mode where I'm thinking about all the really cool panels that I could help with or host. Or
well, before we get there, highlight from this year.
Well, 95ers, of course, some fantastic parties. Watching Beta Clone 76 getting choked out by his incredibly tiny girlfriend is a definite highlight. But too many to mention. It was just a great weekend, a great week.
This was my first year guesting at Balticon, and I had quite a few panels, but not nearly as much as some other people did, thank goodness. I would say that a highlight for me, very selfishly and personal, is that there was standing room only at the Nutty Bites live panel. And we had the Chesapeake room for that. So it's a bigger room, and it was standing room only. And that just, oh, that made me so happy. And it was a good panel. It was a lot of fun.
I got to say that despite the weather not exactly being what we're typically used to for Balticon weather, that kind of worked in the favor for a lot of the rooms.
Yes.
I did end up in one room that was sort of claustrophobic and hot, but for the most part, I don't think I had that problem anywhere else.
Yeah.
And Chesapeake is normally one of those, because it's bigger, you get more people in there, and it's like melting room only.
Yeah, it was very comfortable in the Chesapeake room, yes.
Being claustrophobic and hot is my Balticon experience, because I am normally dressed as a plague doctor in a very restrictive suit, and this year was actually remarkably comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
As the doc, yeah. And it was the first time that I didn't have to go cool down with an ice pack or a water bottle.
And hey, new event added to Balticon, the getting drenched outside on the way to dinner.
Oh yes,
that seems.
We arrived Thursday morning, and in the afternoon or early evening rather, we were walking across to Noodle and Company, and it had just started raining. And I said, you know, we're not made of sugar; we can walk. What a bad idea, because then it started downpouring and thundering and lightning, and we got splashed by a 6-foot wave from a car driving by. And when we got into Noodles, we were wringing out our clothing, and it took until the next, about Friday evening, before I finally warmed up from that. And that included, you know, hot showers and tea and everything.
I thought it was smart. I had my umbrella.
Yes.
When I got there, I did have, indeed, at least a 1-inch by 1-inch square, still dry. That's about it.
And, you know, you might be drier if there wasn't some jerk that kept trying to get under there every now and then, pushing you out of the way.
Small umbrella, not chair. although I'm glad I wore sandals because I was soaked repeatedly by the deluge running down the street.
I couldn't wear my sneakers again until Sunday. They were so wet. And Tech, you had to put your shoes outside, right?
My shoes had to go outside to dry, and they weren't dry until Sunday morning. I couldn't wear my pants until Saturday, going around in track shorts or dress pants. Yeah, dress pants, sneakers, and a Tron t-shirt.
That was a good look. I liked it.
An interesting Saturday mm-hmm. look.
I think the highlight also for me was the cookout.
I was just about to say, I mean, we kind of learned something yep. that...
Even the one that we got busted on, and you know, but the full-on cookout was great. It was
well. It doesn't take a lot, like of excuses or anything, to grab people together because we kind of casually mentioned we kind of want to do this. A few, you know, we mentioned a little while before the con, and a little bit during, and suddenly people are showing up with things of food, and there were. I still have burgers in my fridge, which I brought all the way back from Balticon. I'm tempted to freeze them. And, like, parcel them out over the next year because they were fantastic.
Balticon burgers.
But yeah, we kind of learned that we should probably figure out where we're going to have this. And we ended up having it, in the end, the same place last year's was, which I think we're going to try to do again next year.
I think that's really the only solution is to use the Residence Inn.
That's the executive.
Barbecue.
Isn't it?
No, executives across the street.
Oh, okay.
Barbecue zone, and that is definitely great. Another highlight for me, of course, like they said, was the 95ers. Going in my pajamas was a lot of fun, and seeing other people in their pajamas was really cute.
I don't know. They didn't really announce the pajama party thing that early, though, right? Cause
no, it was an offhand comment on Twitter, like, the Tuesday before we left, so it started last minute.
Yeah, and not to fanboy entirely about James Durham, but... He had a great reading from Fetidus 2, which is going to be coming out, which somebody decided not to show up for.
Because somebody was scheduled to be somewhere else and is really bitter and angry.
But that was really good. And I know I had an opportunity, too, which neither of you were at, actually, but to listen to some of the excerpts from some of the stories of the Way of the Gun anthology that Scott Roche put together.
Annoyed. I was scheduled elsewhere.
And actually, I may have a longer version of one of those stories now. Mm-hmm. I was part of the Kickstarter backer, so I'll get it all anyway. But, yeah, I may have an in. But the thing is, there were a lot of people missing. And this is a year that a lot of people said, like, there's a lot of people not here. And of course, some of the big names, T. Morris, Pip Ballantyne, Nathan Lowell. And I could go on and on and on because there were quite a few. It still felt like the tribe held fast and a lot of people stepped up. As I was talking to Kevin, he said, basically, yeah, it's the year for the next wave to kind of step up, take some of those roles, learn from the people who've done a lot of groundbreaking things on this. And we kind of did that with the barbecue, and there's others that kind of stepped up, too.
The fact that the barbecue still went on and still got a huge draw, despite not having the big names, you know, T and Pip and all of their hangers-on there, the fact that the tradition continued, you're right, it was that second generation sort of.
Well, and the big push behind the cookout was Jason Banks, who last year was his first Balticon, and Skinner Co., who this is their first year at Balticon. So, I mean, the fact that you've got people who are not so entrenched in Balticon being able to carry on these traditions and make new traditions.
And Skinner Co. starting a competition.
Oh, that was great. Yeah. There's a burger competition. You'll have to listen to Flash Pope for that one.
And we didn't really end up using it much because we got booted out off the grounds the first time. But Jason brings his portable barbecue.
Yeah, his tailgate barbecue, which is bigger than my car.
Yeah, it was enormous. And he drove, I don't know where he drove from with that, but he had it in the back of his truck. He said, it's portable. I can still fit in the truck. I said, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
his full-size pickup truck.
Well, let's not forget he brought a full-size spice rack as well.
As well as many, many ribs and other great things.
Oh, those kebabs.
There was way too much to eat there.
So next year, what are you going to do next year?
I'm probably going to try to host a panel. I'm going to do Weird Show Live, probably. That's one big thing that's changing. I'm going to see if there's other panels. I actually volunteered to be on panels, but I was not needed. So that was fine. They gave me lots of freedom. And I actually felt bad because a lot of people were on a lot of panels, so they couldn't go to other things.
Yeah.
And a lot of people got really long days.
Poor Starla.
Yeah.
Poor Allie.
Yeah, and Colin Earl was on like 14, and Doc was on another like 10. Yeah, it was.
Esti Allie had 18 on her program.
I think she's the winner for the Balticon.
She's the winner so far.
What are we going to call it? Overachievement prize?
Overstuffed tent.
Yeah.
You get these little paper tents with your name on it that you put in front of you when you're on a panel so people know who you are. And inside the tent has your schedule.
So in pure Balticon tradition, it has a double meaning that you'll have to figure out on your own.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
That's one of the things is just to kind of get more involved and actually put my foot forward and do a panel. I think it'd be fun. I've kind of been thinking about that for a while, and people kept saying, like, why didn't you do one? It's like, I didn't think to. But that, and I have two panelists apparently who might be there. So,
yay!
And I know that Tech has all kinds of crazy announcements.
Yes, Tech. What are you going to do next year, or tried to do next year?
Panels. Finally getting involved. Finally doing things. Being out there, I was invited to help host a panel by John Smarr on the Black Plague. I play a plague doctor at conventions. He really is one and is molding our future generations of medical doctors and is doing an amazing job. And he wants my help to talk about the plague. I am humbled and awestruck and fanboying like a nerd.
Obviously, he was very impressed by the fact that you gave him polio.
I did give him polio. I gave John Smarr polio. I'm giving you no more explanations. I'm telling you, I gave John Smarr polio.
Some things you have to be there to really know.
And you can ask him at Smarr.
Smarr. So, well, you know what? I'm not going to go into that one because you don't have commitments yet. But I definitely want to do another Nutty Bites panel.
Another Nutty Bites panel would be awesome. I'd love to be there. Again, like I was at this one. This was my first panel ever at any con, which was great.
You did a great job.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it was a packed room. It was really good.
It was a packed room, and we had fantastic panelists that were there with us, with Michael Plusted and...
Christiana Ellis.
Did you forget her name?
I did. I spaced. Sorry, Christiana. Shame. I love you so much. You're so awesome. You too, Mike. I love you too.
Also, it was a mostly Canadian panel, ironically.
Yeah.
Two and a half to one. Or two and a half.
Two and a half to one and a half, because I count as both.
Right.
But that was lots of fun. Hopefully a book launch next year. Hopefully more stories, more stuff. Actually getting involved in the community. And for some reason that will remain unnamed, I have been roped into writing an erotica chapter into my nonfiction book about soldiers.
It's okay. It was silk ropes, and it was gentle.
You heard it here first.
Wait. You're going to need to censor this.
Jiminy Cricket.
That's going to come
donkey.
Out as, that's going to come out as potato.
Potato.
Polio.
Tommy Hoodler.
Polio.
Ooh, polio. I'm going to have to do a whole thing of bleeps of just the plague doctor, the clockwork doctor bleeps. Okay.
Somebody in an Italian accent just giving the names of diseases.
Oh, that'd be great. So, any last thoughts before we finish this segment?
I hope that Balticon is twice as long next year, but I'll be dead before it's over because it's so exhausting because you try to abide by the 4-4-2-1 or 4-3-1 depending on which way you look at it.
5-2-1 is what I do.
Yeah, and there's no 5-2-1. Which is, you know, 5 hours sleep or 4 hours sleep, 2 meals a day and 1 shower.
Yeah.
The shower part's not so hard because you really need it just to wake up. But although I will say I bolted awake at 8 o'clock every day. I am not a morning person, but I bolted awake at 8 o'clock every day.
Yeah, I don't remember any of that.
I didn't stay awake, mind you, but I was like, I got to go. There's stuff happening. I got to go.
See, normally the 1 shower a day tends to be at least for me because Balticon's always hot and sticky.
Yeah.
So I'll take a shower in the middle of the day, so it'll be like 2 showers a day. But this year, I didn't have to do that.
And free one outside, so, you know.
Oh, yes, that one. I was making jokes that counted as my 1 shower a day. I will say that yesterday during LobbyCon, and that's where everybody hangs out in the lobby to say goodbye, and it takes far too long, and we always end up just going across the street for noodles before leaving. I kept saying that I don't want it to be over, but if it were one more day, I would die.
Yeah.
Because you're jamming in a year's worth of social interaction, partying, fun, inspiration. I mean, how inspired do you feel when you come home from Balticon?
Well, we've already, written two books? We've expanded the genres. We'll write in and planning panels.
Yeah, so. And smashed out like seven panels.
Yeah. Love that feeling.
So it's what happens when you're surrounded by brilliant people.
Oh, yeah.
And the group of people at Balticon are these amazingly creative, amazingly brilliant, beautiful people in all genres and in all mediums.
Yeah.
And the nicest thing about it, too, is a gathering of the tribe, which means everybody's approachable. Everybody's willing to talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Absolutely.
And you can have the most bizarre conversations with these great creative people, which is, again, what draws me back year after year. It's about kind of putting, although that first day is always awkward. It's like, okay, I know you from something. I don't know your name or I know your handle, but I don't remember who you are. And then you get by the last day, it's like, oh yeah, you know, it's that person. No, yeah, we've been fast friends. No problem.
Name tags are dorky in normal settings, but at a place like Balticon, they are essential.
You need identifiers.
And you have to put your Twitter handle on there.
So maybe next year, Google Glass AR. So you just look around the room and everybody's names hanging over their heads. We'll see if it'll happen.
That's always a fun thing for me is it's like, oh, I know you. I know you on Twitter. We talk all the time. Yeah. My favorite part was because Skinner Co. came down and it was their first time. Jared D. Skinner is very active on Twitter. And I'd be standing in a group of people and then I'd say, oh, have you guys met? And I'd introduce by Twitter names and there would be recognition on both sides. I talked to you on Twitter. And, mm-hmm. and no one, you know, they're like, this guy looks like Lemmy. I have no idea who he is.
As I said to Jared D, it's like, oh, I think I've argued with you on Twitter.
Yes. And then suddenly they realize, oh, this is the guy that talks to everybody. I remember my first Balticon, James Durham was using a very nice self-portrait as his Twitter icon, but that's, you know, he doesn't really walk around in a black and white world with extreme contrast, so...
I, on the other hand, apparently look exactly like my stickers, so...
Yes, your stickers, but not your Twitter avatar.
Oh, no, that's true. Oh, yeah, that's right. I have a different one. I have to change that, don't I?
Who walked up to you and said that you look just like your sticker?
Actually, that was the server at the restaurant.
Ah!
Said you look exactly like your sticker, so yeah. I guess it works if a complete stranger will say that to you.
But when I first met James Durham, it was, you know, he looked at me, he says... He could tell that, because I look like my avatar, he said, oh, Nuke Chas, it's James Durham. And I was like, oh, my God, it is James Durham. And I never would have guessed that that's what he looked like. Mm. Meeting Jeffrey Haidt this year, I've seen pictures of him, but his Twitter avatar right now is him in shadow. So it was just never occurred to me that that's what he looks like.
So maybe next year, Balticon recognition guide?
Yes, yes.
With
it's a game.
Silhouette, alternate costume, and brightly lit picture.
We do need to come up with like a Balticon bingo. Cards for Balticon.
We talked about that before, actually.
Yeah.
And I completely forgot I was going to do that this year. Then again, this year would have been the hard year to do it because it would have been a lot of the name people that you didn't see on there. Actually, I'm looking forward next year to also seeing some of those guys return. I know some of them just could be away this year. And you got to take a year off once in a while, I think, from that. I haven't done that yet. Been going for... Well, I guess
I don't know. I met somebody who's been at every single Balticon in existence, so maybe you don't have to take a year off.
I took a year off in 2010 because I was away, I guess. So I guess I've already had my year away, but I'm looking forward to much of those people coming back. And I know that some people moved on, too. It's just the way it happens.
If nothing else, we now have a reason to mock all of those people. It's like, oh man, that awesome cookout we had last year. Oh, you weren't there.
That's right.
You're not in the tribe anymore.
You didn't partake. You can't tell us whose burger is better, Rich or Jess's.
That's right.
Well, this was great. And yes, if you're listening to this, if you are in the sound of my voice, you must come to Balticon next year.
Must come to Balticon.
Must go to Balticon.
Welcome, good friend and kind sir, to the Audio Drama Boutique.
Oh, hello, yeah, I was wondering...
For a decoder ring? Why, certainly, sir. That's a popular request. I happen to have a red panda, right?
No, I was actually just...
For some bells in the battery. Another crowd pleaser. I'm sorry, did you want the bats wrapped up?
No, I came in because I...
Oh, I understand.
Oh, thank you.
More of a thinker, are you?
Well, But these bats...
Never you mind, they'll get tired soon enough. Dark, are you?
Dark?
Pensive? Melancholy, morose, saturnine, dismal, doleful, dour, moody.
No, I just want...
Darker Projects is your brand, I get you. They're very popular with...
No. I just came in for...
No, don't tell me, let me guess. Pendant, scattered sounds, technical difficulties, gypsy, imagination lane, drama pod, I have them all. Just don't say broken sea.
Broken sea?
Oh, great. Now you've done it.
Where did that wave come from?
I asked you not to say it. This is the Audio Drama Boutique, sir. Exactly what kind of radio plays would you like to listen
to? Look, I've been trying to tell you.
I know. You want them all, clever you. Smart choice, sir. An eclectic band of original radio plays available every week, an hour long and free. You want the Sonic Society.
The Sonic Society?
The Sonic Society. 8 years and running. Most comprehensive showcase of modern audio theater on the internet.
The Sonic Society?
Say it three times and it's like singing.
Say, that sounds refreshing.
So refreshing.
The Sonic Society, the very best of modern audio theater around the world. On the internet at sonicsociety.org.
Hang on, where did that come from?
Anything can happen in audio drama. Now, will there be anything else?
Actually, I just came in here for some change.
Change begins within, buddy.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios. You can find us at nimlas.org/blog. Contact feedback at nuttybites@nimlas.org. Call our voicemail line at 347-NUTTY-42 or 347-688-8942. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Basically, you can share it, you can send it around to your friends, just don't change it, don't sell it, don't try to make any money off of it, and link back to me, my site, and everything.